woman down in Houston, baby. Oh, I got three in Spain. And I got a girl down in Texas, baby. I'm scared to call her name. Got blisters on my feet. Hell, I've been treading so hard, mama. Oh, I got blisters on my feet. Hell, I've been surfing somewhere, baby. Lay my head down to sleep. Oh, and now what you gonna do, baby, when you find your best man rolled up and gone? Best man rolled up and gone. Sit on your bed, yes, you cry, mom. Cry till he come home. And my woman don't love me, baby. No, she don't treat me like humankind. And my woman don't love me, baby. No, don't treat me like humankind. I asked for water, baby. Oh, she gave me turpentine. Mama, oh, and I won't be worried long. I'm gonna drink good whiskey, ride the women's back home.
Talk show now. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brennan Weatherby. We are in the great state of Philadelphia, this great state, and we're doing this at Fergie's, which is a great place. Thank you to Sherry. She is our bartender. Tip her like a poor. Poor people tip better than rich people. Okay.
Sherry, bot.
The audio that you're hearing, listener at home, is Johnny Grave tuning his guitar. He will be here all night. He is the house band this evening. Johnny Grave comes from the great state of Washington, D.C.
Not a state.
He is a cowboy.
Not a state.
For the listener at home who's never seen Johnny, he sounds like a 45-year-old man. For the people in the room, how old do you think Johnny is?
One, six.
19. I think if you add up all of those numbers, that is correct. He is 25 years old. He's a 25-year-old spry young man.
I agree.
This is already off the rails. Fuck it. There's a very nice man in a yellow T-shirt for the listener. Please stop tuning right now. There's a man in a yellow T-shirt, and I walked in, and I have a Kylesa shirt. Kylesa is a wonderful metal band, and he goes, "Are you gonna play with two drummers?" And I said, "Okay." So I'm gonna do that. And then I changed into sort of like a working man's suit. And he didn't recognize me. So we're all drinking a lot at Fergie's Pub. This is gonna be a fantastic evening. We came from Washington, D.C. because my wife is not in town right now. My wife, are you good, man? This is going to be amazing. Me and you, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt, by the end of the show, I want you and me to be best friends. I'm going to do everything I can for you and me to be best friends. You're already like, you got a sweet tattoo on your right arm. I like your hair on both your face and your head. It's going to be good. You got a hat on. You got glasses. We're pretty much the same person, except I live in Washington, D.C., which is the capital of power. Don't ever go there. I got out of there because
I'm like the capital of Hobie. That's right there.
Not gonna land, buddy. I left DC because my wife is in Michigan. She's with her mom and her sister, and it's wonderful. They want to be there. They want to be there together. Now, I don't have that with my family. I don't have any of that. So I decided to come to Philadelphia last minute to do a talk show with my podcast family. So we left at 2 p.m. and we got to Philadelphia at 6:50 p.m. That's much too long of a drive and a wait at the airport for a car. That's much, much too long. And I wanted to have a whole adventure day. I had it all planned out. We were going to go to Yards Brewery. We're going to have some Yards beer. But we got there late, and I started freaking out. And then I realized I'm being a dad, guys. I'm being a dad, and that's not good for anyone. So this show is me being a dad. This is, I have never had a dad, so I'm assuming this is what dads do. They take podcasts on the road, and then they get to meet interesting people, and we try to make Sherry as much money as possible without her hating us. That's the whole goal of the night. We have an amazing lineup. We have Jamie, we have Andrew, we have Adam, and we have Fletch, and this guy Johnny Grape is going to play a song. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Mr. Johnny Grape. Play a song, Johnny.
Gonna let nobody tear me down, tear me down, Lord, tear me down. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. I'm gonna make it my way back home. When you see me die, you need not weep and moan. All I want you to do for me, just keep that bell tone. Well, 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 you tone it easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 you tone it easy. Well, well, well. Oh, I'm gonna let nobody tear me down, tear me down, Lord, tear me down. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. I'm gonna make it my way back home. Oh, since I've been married to Dad, oh, we've been not a minute apart. Telephone in my bosom, child, I got a receiver down in my heart. Well, well, you ring me up easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 you ring me up easy. Well, well, well. Oh, I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. Tear me down, Lord, tear me down. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. I'm gonna make it my way back home. I made my way to the Red Sea, and I crawled my way across. Man, it on the right hand side, and Jacob with a ladder on that cross. Oh, well, I done crossed over. Well, well, well. Oh, I done crossed over. Well, well, well. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down, tear me down, Lord, tear me down. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. I'm gonna make it my way back home. Let nobody tear me down, tear me down, Lord, tear me down. I'm gonna let nobody tear me down. I'm gonna make it my way back home. Make it my way.
Johnny Greer.
Hey.
Our first guest of the evening is a very funny person. She comes highly recommended for multiple Philadelphia people. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Jamie Fontaine, everybody. Jamie! Jamie's going to use the mic.
But first I'm going to bring it down because I'm a lot shorter. A lot shorter. Yeah, bring this down. Oh, you're very talkative, huh? Matt, we can all be friends. This is going to be great. I'm going to tell you a story about a game that I used to play as a child. When I first learned how to read, my grandmother, I have two Catholic grandmothers, and one of them started sending me books on the lives of saints. And one thing I noticed about saints and about all of the characters in Victorian children's stories that I loved, like The Secret Garden and A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett, was that everyone died of tuberculosis, right?
Yeah. So hilarious!
So what I assumed was that dying of tuberculosis was cool. If you got tuberculosis, or if someone you knew got tuberculosis, you ended up shipped off to a mysterious English castle where you made friends with your secret cousin in a secret garden, and then discovered all sorts of things about yourselves, and, you know, defied a mean British lady, and eventually won everybody's heart. Or your dad would disappear, and then everyone would think he was dead, and then you would have to be a servant after a whole life of being rich, but then you'd learn a lot of lessons, and then you'd eventually be rewarded in the end. Or, in the case of saints, most specifically, Therese the Little Flower, which is like the perfect saint to entice a three-year-old girl into religion with, because Little Flower. And also because, at the time, all I could tell what she did to become a saint was be very young and die of tuberculosis. And what I knew as a three-year-old was that I was very young. And I started to get, from all of the impressions from these books that I read, I figured I could probably at least pretend to die of tuberculosis. So I invented a game that I called Consumption. Because that's what it was called in the Victorian times. You know, before they had iron lungs, you just withered away from consumption. And so I would put on my Christmas nightgown. It was the closest thing I had to Victorian garb. It had little holly sprigs all over it, and it matched a tablecloth we had, and also the Christmas tree skirt. My grandmother made it for an aunt, and I ended up with it, and that's what I wore to play consumption. I put on my Christmas nightgown, and I would get into my bed, or I actually brought a picture of this. There's evidence. And we can pass it around if we're gentle. Or I would set up a chair. I would get onto my bed or onto a chair, and I would pull the covers all the way up to my neck because I was very sick. I was dying. And sometimes I would spread my hair out on the pillow dramatically. And I would try my best to look beatific. In the photo, I'm holding my hands clasped in prayer.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm looking as sweet as, like, a three-year-old could. And I don't know, and none of you can see this, but I pretty much look like I'm 12 now at 28. I looked like a little angel baby. I did. There's no doubt about it. So, little angel baby with her hair spread out and her hands clasped and her teddy bear blanket, because, like, it was the 80s. I had stuff with teddy bears on it, all the way up to my neck. And then I would cough dramatically. Coughing up blood. And because I didn't have a handkerchief with which to catch this imaginary blood, I would use a sock. And then I would spend a good amount of time, what I felt were hours, so probably about 7 to 9 minutes of my particular playtime, coughing dramatically into a sock and pressing the back of my hand to my forehead and being weary. And withering, and going back to coughing. And then I would perish. And my hands would fall down to my sides, because that's how I thought it looked like when you died. And I would drop my pretend bloody handkerchief sock, and I would die. And then, of course, after a lengthy process of beatification, I would be saved. Because while I was being given these books about religious figures, no one was really explaining religion or God or what any of this meant to me. So I just thought being a saint was like a really cool job, like firefighter or nurse or all of the things that they had outfits for at the costume store. So it was just a job that I could have. And I was like, and I didn't really see what you had to do for it. You just kind of were one, you know, like a ninja. You know, like little boys have ninjas, so they're like, oh, you're just a ninja all of a sudden if you put the mask on. And I thought if I died of tuberculosis, I would be a saint, and then I'd have a really cool job. There was a variation of this game, which I played briefly when we moved to Memphis, which was called Yellow Fever. It was the same idea, obviously, which is that there was a pandemic disease and everyone died, but this time I tried to get the neighborhood kids involved. And so, because it turned out that the girl that lived next to me and her cousin who lived across the street, but and I all had the same nightgown, so it seemed like we should all put our nightgowns on. And keep in mind that this was springtime and we were wearing flannel. Springtime in Tennessee. And then we would all be dramatically stung outdoors by a deadly mosquito. Look, I tried to get them to play this game more than once. It really only worked for like the first time, but we would get, because it was very complicated, because first we were stung by a mosquito, and then everyone had to feel sort of ill. I learned about it in a museum, so I knew all the rules. Then you felt sort of ill, and then people in your town started to take sick. That's what it was called then, taking sick. And then we all had to wearily climb the stairs to the bedroom, where we all lie down on the ground, because I learned that the hospitals were too full and there were no beds left, so we had to lie on the ground, and then we died of yellow fever. I guess what I'm saying is that I was a morbid child. Thanks.
Jamie Fontaine, everybody!
Though you just talked about what you talked about, we're going to share a microphone. Jamie, how are you?
I'm free of tuberculosis and other communicable diseases.
Did your parents like when you played this game?
I was not very well supervised.
Why?
Do you want a...
You could lie.
They're busy.
Understood. This seems like a game that a very stressful parent would make up so their child would just lay there quietly.
I was an anxious child.
Were you really?
Yeah, I did it for myself.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a younger brother.
How old is he?
He is 25.
So you're... How in this photo, you're 3?
I'm 3, so he was like a 1 or so, and he was basically a blob that just cried until he was fed, until he was about 3 years old.
So is it fair to assume that you get consumption once you have a sibling?
Well, it was once I learned how to read.
Okay. Do you think reading was good or bad for you?
Well, if it... I think it was good, because I didn't... Otherwise, like, I wouldn't have had any friends till high school if it weren't for books.
Usually it's the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, you know. I guess I had a moment.
Were you an honor student?
No.
Really? That's surprising to me.
Yeah, I'm bad at math, and I didn't like doing my homework.
But I'm assuming in literature and in the spoken word, you were quite fantastic.
There is no spoken word class in high school.
There shouldn't be.
No, that would be awful.
Agreed. So stand-up is better than poetry. Why?
It really depends on the stand-up versus the poetry. Like that's like both two wide things that have a lot of bad stuff and a few good things.
Speaking of a lot of bad stuff that's wide, are you Catholic?
I was raised Catholic, which means that I am a confident atheist.
Yeah, all right. I mean, we're not going to win anybody over with that. We already know all the answers to that. What's the goal of the game? No one wins in this game.
Well, you are sainted, which seemed pretty cool at the time.
But once again, no one wins in this game.
Well, in a way, I was preparing myself for adulthood with that game.
Oh, why? No, that's horrible.
Is it wrong, though?
Yeah, that's horrible. It won't end well.
Life ends in death, brother.
So? There's a lot of stuff in between.
Yeah, and I was...
Do you like amusement parks and theme parks?
I enjoy fun, yes.
Good. Fun is... You like the band Fun? They spell their name with a lowercase f and they end it with a period.
I'm not actually familiar.
not familiar with the band Fun, ladies and gentlemen, is a band that played Barack Hussein Obama's 4th of July party because of Obamacare. What do you think about Obamacare?
That's a funny question.
Well, we're talking about tuberculosis. Let's get into Obamacare.
Well, what's funny about it is that I actually appeared in an Obamacare video.
We didn't plan this, by the way.
If you are curious, the NHS has been making videos talking to people who don't have health insurance, and I'm one of them.
Okay, so I'm going to write down this URL because we're going to link to this in the show description. So the NHS, is this on the NHS website?
It's on their YouTube channel.
Okay, NHS YouTube. What do I search for to find your video?
Life without health insurance, Jamie's story.
Oh, you get your own story?
Yeah.
Do you talk about this?
No, I don't talk about that. Mostly, they play really sad piano music, and then I walk down a dingy street in February, and then they go, and then they ask me 6 hours worth of questions, but they only took the answers to, like, the saddest questions.
What were some of the 6 hours of questions like?
Well, they wanted to know, like, what it was like not to have health insurance, and, like, what I've done to myself in the past, like, 10 years as an adult on my own that has led me to, like, maybe wish that I had some.
You're drinking alcohol right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've sprained a couple ankles, probably.
You bike to this show. I'm assuming that's not a safe thing to do in a city.
I mean, there are worse things to do.
Like good TV?
Like, yeah, no, I've never had tuberculosis.
Fingers crossed?
I mean, as far as I know, it's not really...
As far as you don't know for sure.
I mean, the last time I got one of those little tests, little four-prong tests, where I clear. Totally
do you
clear.
Find it incredibly odd that we haven't met until now and I'm shoving a microphone in your face?
This, not really. I see microphones all the time.
I know. Obama, big fan, medium fan, best fan. Where are you on the Obama fan spectrum? We've already talked about God. Let's talk about politics. We are in a bar.
All right. Well, next you're gonna tell me about your mother, right?
Should I?
We can talk about it if that'll make you feel better.
No, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
I would say that I don't have like the big.
Oh, you could lie.
Oh, I was gonna say about my opinion on the president is that I feel neutral currently.
Do you like the band Neutral Milk Hotel?
Yes.
That's right. That's why you're on the show.
Right.
That is right.
This guy.
How do you feel about that? You could lie.
I feel neutral.
Neutral Milk Hotel. Jamie is a very, very funny woman. Thank you so much for doing this. And I would like to thank the crowd for returning this photo back in excellent condition.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a photo of that photo if you're still around later. If not, could you send that to me? I'm going to cut that part
Absolutely.
Of the podcast. That's weird. Okay. So Jamie can be found where? It's time for plugs, Jamie. Jamie can be found where?
I host 2 shows in Philadelphia the second Tuesday of every month at The Dive. I host a show called Second Stories, which is a storytelling show on a theme. And quarterly, I host a literary reading series there called Toiling and Obscurity. And my website is just my name, jamiefontaine.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely ill, Obamacare-friendly Ms. Jamie Fontaine. Jamie, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you for doing this. I understand that this is a weird proposition. I don't know if there are any other talk shows in this town.
It's not the weirdest thing that I've ever been asked on Wednesday evening. On the internet.
No, I asked her on Wednesday. What's the weirdest thing you were asked on the internet on Wednesday
evening? I'd rather not say.
There, you could. Okay, good enough. Johnny's gonna play a song, and then we're gonna bring up this very funny man called Andrew Bucket. Ladies and gentlemen, why does it take you so long to tune a guitar?
New strings.
Oh, new strings. For those guitarists that aren't in the audience or don't play guitar, that doesn't make sense. For the people in the room and at home listening that don't play guitar, every time you change your strings, it takes a lot longer to tune up. So, an interesting fact. The bassist from No Doubt changes his strings every single show, and that's why that band isn't good. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Johnny Gray.
Drop down, mama, let your backbone move. Lord, I went up and twice, Lord. I come back town, Lord. I shook him down twice. I mess around. Blonde girl coming in, Lord. She talking out loud. She got me. Head turn up, she got me. Mouth turn down, she got me. Cold black eyes, Lord, with steely gaze. I'm going to kiss on a mighty child, Lord. I miss
She's like, you tell me. I'm like, do I have a sign on my back? Like, just because I'm out dressed up a little nice with a few of my boyfriends, I just want to leave here and fuck you. It's Wednesday night. My fellas know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We can't go anywhere.
I know, dude. I'm
getting dog called on the street. They're like, nice fanny pack. I'm like, it's a North American butt purse. Thank you very much. Anybody got any friends going to grad school?
I have no friends.
You have no friends? I'll be your friend, pal. It's all right. Me and you. But I'm asking, does anybody have any friends going to grad school?
Yeah.
I feel like their reasons for going to grad school are the same reasons that I want to kill myself. I've been out of undergrad for a few years. All my friends are getting married. My life's not really going anywhere. I have no money. And whereas I'm like, maybe I'll slip into a bathtub and open my vein and find a piece that I've never known before. They're like, maybe I'll get an MFA. I've always liked writing poetry. I'm trying to write my suicide note, like, do I address all my friends at once? Or, like, individually? Or do I do, like, a broad mission statement? Like, I gotta get out of here, guys. Like, they're like, how do I track down my professors from 3 years ago? Get a letter of recommendation. I'm like, when I go to the garage to wrap an electrical cord around my neck, and am I gonna be able to hit the open button before I suffocate? You guys know what I'm talking about. Hey, anybody in the audience got any tats?
No.
No? I'm looking precisely at you guys. I want to get a face tat, but it's of my own face looking that way. So I can just not pay attention to you. But you'll think I am. Thank you. You guys got Netflix accounts?
Yeah, somebody else.
Me too. Things are going good. I got a Netflix. I've been rewatching that show, The X-Files. Here's the thing. You guys, so Agent Mulder, right? He doesn't just believe in aliens. He believes in everything. He believes in ghosts, chupacabras, shape-shifting pod people that run the town bank. I did experience some paranormal activity, though. I was in New York City at Tompkins Square Park. You guys remember that movie Kids? So a lot of it was filmed in Tompkins Square Park, and I was, like, with my friend, and we were there, and I was thinking about Kids, and I was like, hey, do you remember that guy from Kids that went like this with his dick?
Harold Hunter. Yo, I'm totally not in that movie.
You're not in it? So I'm like, what was that dude's name? I couldn't remember it. And she was like, yeah, what was that dude's name? And then, like, 10 seconds later, we turn a corner, and on a telephone pole is a poster, and his face is on it. I'm like, that guy! She's like, yeah! And it said, Harold Hunter, dead this morning. Pretty crazy, right? And then 10 seconds later, I saw a dog turd standing on end-to-end like an obelisk. Paranormal activity, right? So, I got to that point with my bank account the other day where I was checking the balance like every 2.5 minutes because I bought Dentine Ice Arctic Chill, making sure I didn't go below zero. And then the fucking best thing ever happened. I found $100 on the ground. Just think about your life. Like, how would your life change if just $100 was on the ground? It changes everything. Finding $5 is great. That's what people say at the end of a bad story. Like, good that I found
$5.
If you find $20, you're having Chinese food with your crush that night. Do you know what you can do with $100? Anything you want. The world is your fucking oyster. You can go to an amusement park twice. By yourself. Or once with your crush, but twice by yourself. Let's get real. I called my parents to brag about it like it was an achievement. I was like, hey, Dad. He's like, what, are you calling to borrow money again? I'm like, actually, no. Remember your failure, son? Guess who has $100? Dad. He's like, are you coming home for your mother's birthday?
No.
I'm like, sorry, Dad, I'm busy this weekend. I'm going to King's Dominion twice. You know what's fucked up about finding $100? You can't stop looking at the ground. And guess what looks like money? Any kind of trash. Part of their marketing ploys. Oh, man. How much time I got?
Do one more.
Do one more? I was hanging out
do
with...
Do them all.
Do them all. I'm doing all the hits tonight. I was hanging out with my grandmother. I was hanging out with her, and she was like, do you want to see a picture of you in overalls of 1992? Yes, please, show me that. Do you want to see a picture of your grandfather on the beach in 1992? My grandmother is a pubescent Bill Cosby, by the way. Do you want to see a picture of your grandfather on the beach in 1957? Like, that's an amazing picture. Yeah, please show me that. Do you want to see a love letter that your grandfather wrote me from the war?
No.
She starts to read it, and it's like, dear Constance, if ever I shall be relieved of these horrific things that I must do in defense of our nation's sweet liberties, perhaps your genteel touch will absolve me of these evils that I have had to do in the name of freedom and liberty. And I was like, my widow is going to be talking to my grandkid and be like, do you want to see what your grandfather G-chatted me at 3:27 in the morning in 2007?
Dear Kimberly, I'm having trouble logging into Skype. Did you take your bra off? I couldn't see it. The picture froze. I'm going to restart the Wi-Fi. BRB.
BRB, man. Be right back. That's my time. Thank you very much.
Andrew Buck, everybody. Sit up.
Andrew, this is your first time in Philadelphia doing something with a microphone. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
We drove here together. Is that true?
That's true.
How many beers are you drinking right now?
Two.
One.
How many ounces are in the beer?
What do you guys... I'm not from Philly.
16.
Narragansett is Rhode Island, right?
Rhode Island, son.
Rhode Island.
Do you feel like that man that's been disrupting everything is your
Fuck
brother?
You.
I think you are the same person. I think we're in this warped reality where we have mirror images.
Yeah.
we may
share DNA, I'm not sure.
I say that because I love you.
All
right. I think we're back on track. Now, Andrew, one quick tale. What did you do on the ride here?
I drank. I was drinking whiskey.
That's true, but what else did you do with your phone on the ride here?
I played Candy Crush.
What else?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Motorcycle.
Oh, I took a vine. I took the best vine ever. We were listening to Take My Breath Away, the song from Top Gun, and then next to us there was this guy on a motorcycle, just like a lone rider on a motorcycle, and we took a perfect vine of just this guy that, like, take my breath away, with just fields behind him, like expansive fields behind him. It was perfect. It's my best vine for sure.
That's really all I wanted to come to Philadelphia and talk about. So, Andrew can be found on Twitter where?
You can follow me at Andrew Bucket on Twitter. And I'm happy to be here in the city of brotherly love!
Andrew Bucket, everybody. Thank you so much, Andrew. Andrew is one of my favorites. He's getting better and better and better, and I'm so glad that he's here tonight. Coming to stage is my absolute favorite performer from Washington, D.C. He's a regular on our show. He's my favorite Raiders fan. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only, your new best friend, Mr. Adam Friedland, everybody. Adam, the stage is yours.
Put your hands together, guys.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here in Philadelphia. I've seen The Wire, so I feel like I understand the city of Philadelphia a whole lot better. That was about Philadelphia, wasn't it? No. My wife, she She wanted a fairy tale wedding. But she couldn't stop crying after I gave her a Rumpelstiltskin themed wedding. my dad is a kind of a tough nut to crack. He friended me on the Facebook the other day. Do you guys know this, the Facebook? Have you heard about this, the Facebook? So I goes through my dad's profile, and it says interested in men. I did not know this, so I called him up. I said, "Dad, you know, this must be really hard for you. You're really old, and you've probably been dealing with this for a really long time. But I want to let you know I'm proud of you, and you make me want to be a better man." And he says to me, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I says, "On Facebook it says interested in men." And he says, "I don't find women to be interesting." So I couldn't stand for that, so I had to hang up on Dad. And I haven't spoken to him for 6 months. So it's been the best fucking 6 months of my life. Dad, if you're listening to the podcast, I just want you to know that I fixed it. Next joke. Next joke. So I live with my wife, as I already established. When you live with someone, you sleep in the same bed as someone. Most nights, of course. Most nights. Not when I'm in the doghouse, right? So when you sleep with someone in the same bed, you hear all the crazy things they say in their sleeps. I just find out that I have the night terrors. Which means that I yell terrible things in my sleep. Like the other night, I was just shouting, "Dad! These Beanie Babies are an investment! They're an investment! They're gonna be worth so much! I know you've been disappointed since Pokemon, but this is worth it, Dad! Kevin, I don't care anymore about labradoodles. You just keep going on and on about labradoodles. I don't care if you care about dog crossbreeds, okay? Shut the fuck up, Kevin!" Next joke. I don't know if yous could see my circumcision from where you're sitting, but I'm a Jewish.
Yes.
I'm a Jewish.
You
could see it. It's because I'm hard right now.
Don't get out of there.
My parents, they said they like to link a lot of things back to the Holocaust, terrible thing that happened in the 1930s and 40s. For instance, I'm talking to my mother the other day, and I'm saying, I'm thinking about going to Cancun with my girlfriend. To which she replies, "6 million, Adam. 6 million Jews, Adam. They herded them up in cattle cars. They treated us like vermin, Adam.
6 million, Adam.
You're like, no, dude, 9 million people.
It was 11 million people, actually. So, gypsies, homosexuals, political dissidents, and terrible
communists.
All right, that's a good one, Hitler. Thank you. I don't know if you guys could tell by my joke laughters that I'm making, but I'm totally random. I'm totally random. For instance, when it comes to musics, I'm totally random. That's why I go to Bonnaroo, Coachella, or things like that, because it's just DJ boys, indie rocks, and, you know, rapping, and different races, and everything like that. Diversity is totally random, right, guys? Diversity is... When I go to Coachella's, I like to wear neon tank tops with my bros that say big words like, I'm in Miami, bitch. But I'm not in Miami, I'm at Bonnaroo. It's totally random, actually. It's a totally random shirt. Clothes, don't get me started. I'm totally random. Some days I wake up, I'm like one fedora. Some days I'm like multiple fedoras. Some days it's like boxers. Some days it's briefs. Some days it's diapers. I'm totally random. So I've been getting into physics, guys. How about that? And so in physics, there's this thing, there's this disparity that exists between what we can recognize in the natural universe, in the macro universe, and in the micro universe. In the macro universe, you know, we see planets rotating around suns and shit, and apples falling from a tree. But in the micro universe, in the quantum universe, it's totally random. It's totally random.
I get it, dude.
When people do caricatures of Italian people, they say, hey, Mamma Mia. Hey, Mamma Mia, right? But, doesn't Mamma Mia just mean my mother? Hey, my mother.
Hey, your mother, right? Yeah,
hey, my mother, right?
She's cool. Don't talk about it.
I'm just, gonna let that marinate. I live near a gay neighborhood. Let's clap it up for all peoples. G, B, L, and T's. Gay bacon, lettuce, tomatoes. Let's clap it up for all of them, okay? Okay. And in my gayborhood, we have McDonald's. Gay McDonald's. And, me and my friends were smoking at 420 and we're just hanging out. It's 4 a.m., there's not much happening, and we go to the gay McDonald's. And all of the clubs had let out. And it was like the festival of Lady Gaga. It was like everyone was on tables, they were taking shirts off, high fiving. Butt fiving, all of that. And so I goes into the bathroom and there's a guy getting a dick suck in the bathroom. To which I reply, we should probably Yelp this, right? We should probably go on the internet and tell people if it's 4 a.m. they're looking for a blow jay, you know? A place you might want to check out is the McDonald's on 17th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Yelp, guys, you like Yelp? That's
no.
It's a website for snitches. It's a website where us white people go online and we tattletale on family-owned businesses. Destroy their reputations. I'm going to sit down now and do a talk with Brandon. So I hope you've been having a good time. I love the Bradley Cooper's Going Crazy movie. I love Philadelphia. Thanks a lot. And go Eagle Birds. Thank you.
And a Brandon, everybody!
Adam, thank you for doing the show.
Thanks a lot for having me. Brandon, it's a beautiful night. You're a beautiful guy. We're with beautiful people right now. I can't complain.
Fair enough. Adam, I've known you for a long time. Where are you from?
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm from the West Coast originally. California, surfing, sea turtles.
What is butt fiving?
Butt fiving is, now I'm going back into this, butt fiving is you give high five to a butt.
Do you use your hand or something else?
You can use your hands, you could use your feet. You can use five baseball bats. It's a butt five. You know, you can't, whatever. You know, get out of town, okay? Go take a shower. That's what I like to say. Go take a shower, huh? Hey, get a haircut, Brandon. Take a shower. Get out of town, okay? Hey, Philadelphia, let's throw batteries at, we're going to throw batteries at Santa Claus. Thank you.
People seem to like that. Now, Adam, you are a master at...
I don't know the shitty Santa Claus.
Accents. Do you want to deal with that, or do you want me to continue my question?
I could do a lot of impersonations.
Yes, you're a master of disguise.
This is my impersonation of Barack Hussein Obama. I'm a liar. Thank you. Thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Do you have any final words of wisdom before we transition to the musical part of the evening?
It don't matter who you are, where you come from. It doesn't matter what color you are, what you like to have sex with. You just gotta remember, you gotta have a fun time. You gotta enjoy yourself, because life's too short. And YOLO, thank you.
YOLO, Adam Friedland, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at @AdumFriedland. He is amazing. He dresses for parties. He dresses for championships. He is a mixture of Junior Friedlander and Andrew WK in one person. It's fantastic. Johnny Gray is going to play one more song before we have somebody else that's actually from Philadelphia play. Fletch will be up here. So, how long does it take to tune six strings? Jesus Christ, just play power chords. No one can tell the difference. Yeah, shortly. Genevieve can be seen about 200 nights a year, all up and down the East Coast. He's fantastic. He's a good friend. He's a handsome man, even though he wears dad jeans. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Genevieve.
Had no money for the gold. Hey, baby, keep your hand on your hammer. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. Yeah, hold on. Mary wore three links of chain. Every link was a baby's name. Keep your hand on your hammer. Hold on, hold on. Mississippi shore. Smoting their water with a 2x4. Keep your hand on your hammer. Stop me now, keep my hand on my hammer, you hold on. Hold on, hold on, keep your hand on your hammer, you hold on. Hold on, hold on, keep your hand on your hammer, you hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer.
Johnny Graves, everybody.
Heck. All around, everybody, Chinese food time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Fletch Van Vliet, everybody.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you very much.
Could say that the past is the past. The truth is I am afraid of losing my grasp, because I know it has already slipped through my fingers. Now the time has come to admit they are only the what could have been. It's not what it is. Sure enough, time won't stop for mortal man. After all, that is all that I am. And thus time had a way of getting away from me. But I've been on the clock for days, watching that face like a hawk. I am strapped to the wheel, incessantly turning. I just wanna feel something real or nothing at all. All is fleeting fast before my eyes. All is fleeting fast before my eyes. Always towards death we are turning. Darling, my last breath will be yours. Sure enough, I know that time will get the best of me. I have only my ears sinking down slowly. No words to describe how a mighty tree falls with a sigh. Sure enough, time won't stop for mortal man. After all, that is all that I am.
Thank you very much.
of control. The wind howls and it shakes the house. Tossed at random, its ripple in the river has grown and has grown and still. It's taking a form all of its own. There's nothing else it could have been, and thus our fate was born. Thank you.
I know that I could be in your arms. You're so close, but so far away from me. You've made my life as sweet as pie, but still I can't set my head straight. To be everything that I've been and will be at once all together.
Romantic only when motors do like a metal. I like it. What do our lives really mean when we run to the ground? I don't know. Maybe nothing, but I'm sure of the fact that I'm not a machine. I'm an animal. I'm not a machine. I'm an animal. I'm not a machine. I'm an animal. I'm not a machine. I'm an animal.
Rockstar.
Yes,
good night.
We are on thewater.com, so you can get him a new A string?
Yeah.
An A string. Thank you so much for doing this. You have an okay time?
Had a great time.
Thank you so much. Let's shake hands.
Woo!
Thank you, Fletch. Thanks to this wonderful establishment for letting us do this last minute. It really means a lot. Now, please tip Sherry like you're very, very poor. Poor people tip better. Tip her. I would like to thank Andrew Bucket.
Hey.
Ow. I would like to thank Adam Friedland. I would like to thank Jamie Fontaine. Thank you, Jamie. I would like to thank Johnny Grave. And most importantly, I would like to thank the gentleman in the yellow shirt that gave us the flavor of the evening. He was unbilled. We don't know his name. We just know his hair. I don't want to remember it. His name is unknown forever. He will forever be a part of us. And to all the other people out there that are going to do that, thank you. Thank you. Now, we've come for a long way to be here tonight. Travel a lot of roads, a lot of highways, a lot of byways. Listen to a lot of music, share a lot of stories. Drink some water, drink some coffee, drink some tea, drink some Nas. Broke some strings. Used some microphones. Didn't use microphones at other times. Walked around a stage, sat down on a stage. We live life, ladies and gentlemen. From one nation's capital to the other. Home of the wire. Land of the free. The great state of Philadelphia. Piano keys. Guitar strings. Microphone cables. These are the instruments that we use to make sure that guy in the yellow shirt comes back again and again and again. We walk this journey together. Good night.